Hi, I'm Janice McKenzie, and I started doing a show in 1985 called Rude Awakening, and I want to wish CITR a very happy 75th birthday, FM 101.9.
I will say B, Peru.
I'll do it.
And that's your final answer?
Yes.
You can buy a new car. You just want
$33,055.78.
To everyone who donated to this year's fund drive, CITR would like to say thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thanks.
Thank you.
Thank you to everyone who helped us meet and exceed our goal of $30,000. Your generous donations help us support local artists, businesses, and marginalized voices in the community. Here's to another 75 years of campus and community radio.
And we're live.
Hello.
CITR, Inside Out Radio, Tuesday nights, 8 to 9. We're doing it. I have a guest this week.
You.
Who's that guest?
The guest is Andrew Rice.
He's a ghost. It's been how long since you've been on the show?
2 months or so?
It's been a million years.
Feels like it.
It has been way too long. We have a lot of catching up to do, my friend.
We do.
Where have you been? Where have your travels taken you?
Basically, just South by Southwest, which was pretty adventurous in itself, but that school meant that was really the only thing I did the last few months.
Doing a lot of school?
Yeah, a lot of school.
A lot of school, not a lot of dance music?
Both, but dance music in Vancouver.
Yeah, because you can't get away. How was South by?
It was pretty crazy. It was up and down, very corporate. A lot of the same acts over and over again. Like I was saying before, I saw Disclosure 4 times in 3 days. But aside from that, it was an amazing experience.
Really typical question. Who was your favorite act?
It's hard to say. Probably Rusty. He only played half an hour at the end of the Pitchfork's warehouse party, but he just was so
destroyed.
Good. Death Grips were really good too.
Ooh, yeah.
They played the Boiler Room, and like I feel bad for people who didn't have like there, but you couldn't talk to anyone. It was just so loud.
That's awesome.
And they had like inflatable pills that were the size of boats.
Wow, that sounds cool. Who is your favorite branding sponsor?
Taco Bell.
Taco Bell?
They were handing out free Doritos tacos by the pair at the Hype Hotel, which were disgusting.
That's crazy. They were really doing it.
They went all out.
What was your favorite party you went to?
Probably the parties at the Ilmore, which is this mansion outside of town. I went on the Owsla night, which is Skrillex's label, and like it was like Alvin Risk and Zed and like Scream and Bauer and etc. were like floating around. It was very strange.
Crazy. That sounds like it sounds almost surreal.
It was kind of sketchy too, but you know. Oh, also this party in like an abandoned taco shack where a homeless guy lived.
Yeah.
And he was still there when the party was going on, and his mattress was laid up in the back. There's like exposed faucets and exposed walls. Inside the house is a mural of this homeless guy, and he's walking around yelling at everyone incoherently.
Who played that?
It was Delivery. These guys from LA.
Okay.
It's like acid house party. The music was really good, but there's only two people there. It was sketchy as swear word.
It sounds nice and terrifying.
It was. We were there for like 20 minutes. And, okay, we've had enough.
You just had to like kind of experience it for a second.
You know, good for the old feature.
Yeah, exactly.
Same reason I ate the Doritos taco.
Because they're Doritos tacos.
Because I can talk about it in my writing.
Because they're delicious.
No.
No.
It was actually the first time I've ever had Taco Bell.
And the last, maybe?
Probably.
I don't mind Taco Bell.
If I was in an airport, it was the only option. You know?
Andrew, you're such a foodie.
We should get the van Foodster on the show.
I thought he's on the show right now.
Oh no, you found me out.
You're the same opinions towards dance music as you have towards Doritos, Locos, Tacos.
Have you heard of these things called food trucks?
Oh my god, food trucks. I heard they're the future. Let's not get on this tangent. Let's get on the music tangent. What are we listening to right now?
This is by a brand new guy called Lumograph. I think he's from somewhere in the US.
Wait, say that again?
Lumograph.
Lumograph.
It's on Opal Tapes, which is one of my favorite labels right now. Mostly like abstract dance music. This is probably their most techno release to date. It came out this week. It's really good.
Nice.
The song is called Patty Hearst.
Sweet. Let's keep listening. Alright, so what did we just hear?
So that last one was the Jerome LOL, or LOL, remix of Classics.
Cool.
It's Holding On. It's kind of a Daft Punk-esque single, but Jerome mixes it up with some pianos and his typical jazzy drums. I heard that song like 10 times at South By, and it just got stuck in my head, and I've loved it ever since.
Nice.
It's just and breezy.
He's really about those jazzy drums.
He is. Classic Jerome.
He likes the jazz. What else did we hear?
This one is the new project by Will Saul from Simple Records. It's called Close, and this is a collaboration with Scuba and a vocalist. It's called Beam Me Up. It's like a really, really big hit in the UK club scene right now. It's pretty poppy, kind of slow, super catchy, like stuck in my head for weeks.
Nice.
I'm not sure how I feel about it yet. Like, it is pretty simple and pretty poppy, but it's fun.
There's nothing wrong with poppy.
Really, really like lush production and a good vocal.
Huh? Well, let's have a listen. Did we say the second track we played?
We've only played three. Try to keep up.
And we'll be back. Andrew.
That last one was from a new compilation called Grime 2.0 by Ninjatune. It's actually pretty good. It's like 40 or 50 tracks by grime producers, old and new, including Wiley and such. But that was one by Visionist, who's like a new dubstep slash grime producer. It's called Dem Times.
Did you say 40 or 50 tracks?
Yeah, it's grime tracks are short. It's two discs.
I mean, that's true, but...
It's two discs. That is... It's like over 2 hours long. But it's actually surprisingly good.
Huh.
A lot of good stuff on there. And this is a track from the new Omar S album, which is amazing.
I really like this.
This is called Amaltea. It's one of the popular tracks. The album's a good mix of like gully techno, including some really like distorted stuff, and then stuff like this, which is super melodic, kind of like gives you trance dance, but a little less.
I've noticed this album's actually like mixed way better. Also,
yeah,
like, it sounds good,
but still not perfect.
No, that's fine. Yeah,
it's Omar S.
What are you gonna
do? Sounds like Detroit.
Yeah, exactly. I don't want a perfect sounding like mix from him. Should we listen to it?
Sure.
All right. And that was the first half. We're going to cut to some commercials. We'll be back.
How much do you know about bikes? Everything? Perfect. Nothing at all? Even better. At the UBC Bike Kitchen, you can use our space and tools to do your own bike maintenance, get one-on-one instruction on how to fix your bike yourself, or drop your bike off for us to repair. You can also buy a fully refurbished, guaranteed used bicycle, or a variety of new and used parts and accessories. The Bike Kitchen is UBC's nonprofit, student-owned, full-service bike shop. We're located in the basement of the Student Union Building. Just look for the stairwell on the north side of the sub across from Gage Towers, or search for the UBC Bike Kitchen on Facebook. Stop by the Bike Kitchen and then get riding.
Tune in to CITR Friday afternoons from 2 till 3:30 for Radio Zero, where your host DJ brings you an eclectic mix of new international pop, ranging from the most fashionably disaffected to the brightest sugar-coated music around, along with a good measure of vintage new wave, punk, and disco to kick off your weekend. That's Radio Zero, Friday afternoons at 2 on 101.9 FM, CITR. We're back from commercials. We have a little giveaway to do. I am opening up for Disclosure with Derek Duncan on, well, in a week, next Tuesday. And I have two tickets to give away, a pair of tickets. I don't know, what's a good competition? Someone tweet me something. Tweet me what city in the UK Disclosure is from. Is that good?
No.
Okay, well then, just name something.
Whose things on Disclosure's White Noise?
But these are also easy because Google.
Yeah, so it could really be like any.
Tweet you a picture. Tweet Zia a picture of you doing a handstand or something. That's even more interesting.
Okay, tweet me.
Or like make design a pizza or something.
Design a pizza. Why don't you tell me? Okay, tweet me your ideal pizza, and I'll choose the best pizza I get.
There you go.
And then you get tickets, a pair of tickets to see Disclosure. Alright guys, I'm expecting this pizza tweets. What is this that we're listening to right now?
This is by a brand new artist from somewhere in the US called Elizabeth Merrick Johnson. It's really good. It's on Argo, which is the label run by Steve Mizek from Little Earbuds.
Nice.
Some Jack and Beats.
I like good Jack and Beats.
Okay, so two songs ago. What?
You're just all about it. No, I like it. Two songs ago.
Aren't I supposed to be?
No, you're supposed to be. You should have the show. You're way more professional than me.
That was the new single by Alex Perez. He's a drum and bass DJ on Shogun Audio, and his new album is all like glitch hop and trap and house and lots of different songs. That's the first single. It's one of my favorite songs of the year. It's just really strong vocal, really decent songwriting. And the one after it was the new Code 9 single on Hyperdub. It's a Chinese name, I don't know how to pronounce it, but it's just Code 9, that's really...
Try.
That's okay. That's okay.
Is the title characters? Is this like...
No, it's like Xing Fu Lu or something. Like, it's, it has an X in it.
Hey, you grew up in Richmond.
Yeah, I know, but... Anyways. It's on Hyperdub, it's coming out next month.
Alright.
It's like Hype Williams / Footwork kind of stuff. And this is... new single by a guy called House of Black Lanterns, which is on the new label Ran Out of Fabric in London. It's kind of footwork-y, really up-tempo, really good stuff. Kind of horror movie vibes.
Nice. Sounds dark. I like it.
Let's descend into the darkness.
Let's do it. We'll be right back.
goodbye.
We're getting to the goofy zone. Okay, so
maybe it's time to leave.
Maybe. Goodbye. All right, no more jokes.
Whoa, nice headband, bro.
Yeah, I know, I like it. It's the new style.
This is the new track by Mike Paradinas as Music, his old IDM alias that hasn't been used in like 7 years. It's really cheesy and pillowy and soft. It's a good way to end it. It's like Al Contemporary.
Nice.
What do you have to say, Zoe?
Thanks for tuning in.
Are you giving away tickets or what's going on?
I wonder who's tweeted at me. This competition will last longer than the show's on if no one's tweeted at me yet. Keep tweeting at me, people. Your favorite pizza topping combinations, and then you'll get a pair of tickets to Disclosure.
And dinner with a Van Foodster.
Dinner with a Van Foodster. And maybe you'll get a feature on Scout Magazine. He'll write about your new restaurant if you pay him money or free meals. Alright, guys. Thanks for tuning in. CITR Internet Radio.
Seacrest out.
Z-Crest out.